What's up, y'all? It's your girls, Kim and Keela from The Patio with Kim. And today's company is Kim Wilson of Everybody's Cool on the radio out there in Oakley, California. So what's up, Kim? How you doing?
Man, nice to see you again, man. I got a co-host there. How you doing?
How are you?
Man. You got any shout-outs you want to make before we go ahead and get our listeners to get going and tuning in?
Oh, man, I'm following your lead. I'm an amateur.
Oh, here you go. All right, to all my listeners, I hope y'all out there and y'all going to enjoy this conversation that we about to have, because it's going to be on and popping. So let's do this. So, you know, how about you introduce yourself to everybody? Let everybody know who Kim is and, you know, a little bit about what your concepts are out there in Oakley.
And you hit me with like a 5-question series. I don't even know where to start.
Start with who you are.
All right. From Oakland. I even go back to college where, you know, I sat on the wall at Clark and not, you know, I didn't know that many people. So, you know, knowing about 2 or 3 people in Atlanta going to Clark and then coming back to Oakland and staying in my little humble spot, you know, probably know about 5 or 6 people.
All right. So what brought you to radio?
What got me started in radio was actually when I was going to Clark. So I used to work in the mass comm department, and they had a radio show called I forgot what it was. Anyway, I used to go in there every day, and I used to watch this dude. He's a DJ, and dude was just always happy. And I was like, hey, man, dude, you're not even making more than that. It's not the money for me. It's just the happiness. And dude was so happy. Like, I just watched him work, and he, like, changed people's minds. He made people think. And I was like, man, I want to do that.
Oh, all right.
Being cool with everybody was easy for me. It's just, when I saw that, I was like, oh, dude, I like that.
Okay, so what were the steps that you took to get to where you are now? Like, you know, that person being your influence, you know, who guided you into what you needed to do?
Well, it was really weird because when I got ready to start, I tried to apply to all these different, and I wanted to, when podcasting came out in 2009 or something like that, that's when I really started. I got a TV show, I do music, and just having a creative outlet. And then I just started seeing things. I was like, wait a minute, I could do this by myself. I don't even need, you know what I mean? I could do this by myself. And I think by having a different type of personality, it would make me, it'd be way easier to talk over a microphone. And then I can everybody.
So were there any complaints, any complications, any type of trial and errors that you had to get into?
Oh, yeah, because you got to go through that. Because sometimes I think the hardest part for me right now is making sure my guests show up.
Yeah, that's, I get that.
That's the hardest one. But actually getting in front of people and talking makes it way easier when you get through those hurdles. Once you get there, like you guys doing right now, I'm taking notes from y'all.
There you go.
Okay.
So your show, Everybody's Cool.
Mm-hmm.
What's the concept behind that? How'd you come up with
it? Well, my show is a little different because I just have talking points. I don't really do interviews. But the concept for Everybody's Cool is the mathematical reason or the mathematical solution for everybody to understand is how you got here. You are the solution. You made it here. And how you got here is amazing. Now, I will use biological terms. It takes about a million sperm to get to one egg, and the egg only accepts one. And out of a million in complete darkness, if you make it there and you make it through, you automatically cool with me. Now, when you get here, you get programmed. But
yeah, I like the analogy.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Get here. Oh my goodness. You don't think, well, however, whatever your language is, that's going to be you. Whoever taught you, whatever, you going to be them. See, but if the concept between everybody's cool is if you understand that, then you can slow down your program.
Okay.
If you understand that you are a champion and you made it out of complete darkness, I don't even think if there's racism through sperms and eggs. I don't even know if they got racism. It's in complete
darkness. They have it. It's predisposed in their DNA, but they don't come out like racist. I believe racism is a taught thing and not fully a genetic thing.
Yeah,
They may be arguing back and forth who gonna get in and, you know, try to do that.
Yeah, but then exactly. See, you get it. See, you on there. See, but that's the concept when everybody's cool with me. Everybody ain't cool. I say, I understand that. Everybody's not cool. I get that. But if you look at it from a scientific approach, you'd be like, wow, dude, you made it here. Y'all made it. You know, it's a long time for us to, you know, for me to get it. But when I finally got it, I was like, wow, everybody's special.
Right. Because for all we know, they could have been in there talking about tag, you're it.
Right.
Or I'm going to beat you.
Right. That's what everybody's cool is, man. And it goes beyond racism for me. It just goes down to programming. How did you get programmed? Who taught you how to think like that? Who taught you how to sound like that? It's the people you around. So my goal is to, you know, evolve this into trainings, evolve this into teaching for kids, and, you know, and just having regular conversations with people like y'all.
Oh, all right. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, y'all got the gist of it. Okay. Now I'm catching up to y'all.
So is there anyone on your team right now who has like the greatest impact on keeping you motivated, keeping you focused, guiding you?
Yeah, I got in my studio, in the studio that I work in, like I got new equipment now. Like, it's a blessed situation. Like, I got like cameras, and like I'm getting back to my TV show. So it's the process right now, and having the people around me are helping this thing grow.
That's great.
I mean, I'm trying to be like, oh man, I gotta get up.
I'm trying to get where you at. What you talking about?
Right.
So how did you get, which came first, the radio or just the show?
The show came first because the radio kind of sought me out. I used to have my show used to be called Ground Level Perspective.
I've seen that a couple of times.
Yeah. Oh, that's why I got 2 extra views. Oh, okay. From, you know what I'm saying? But just on a motivating factor, just being around the right people, just having the right guests that believe in what you're doing, and having a ball, just talking to people.
Okay. So on what scope would you say the radio has played with getting you out there to a further to a greater audience other than the Bay Area? Is it just a Bay Area station, or
it's a small radio station? I think the idea of having saying that you're on the radio, like I have a strong belief in like talking over frequency, right, and talk over frequencies. Put out the right message, you're putting out a new type of vibration. And when you put out vibration, then it starts to swing back your way. And you know, and people, when they see you, they automatically get happy. Like, when I was little, if anybody came on the radio, I was sparked. I'm like, what? You on the radio? What? You know, now I got podcasts, but I don't really think people understand what it means. Really direct traffic. Like, I think people look for too many problems in conversations. Like, for me, I'll be like, I'm not looking for no problems. How about that?
Like, I don't want no trouble. I don't want no confrontation. We here to have a good time for a short time.
Plus, I like smile. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe touch my collar a couple times, like open way. You know, that's, you know what I'm talking about? That's what it is.
Yeah. So, like, how is the culture in that in the Bay Area? Because, you know, East Coast, West Coast, me being in Virginia, heck, me being in Virginia versus where I'm from is different. So I can only imagine, is it more of a comfort zone for you because you are home?
Yeah, it is a comfort zone. It's more like, okay, like even when I was going to Clark, even when I met you, like there's always a humbling spirit around me. Because at the end of the day, I like to smile too much. I like to laugh too much. I might be too silly sometimes. You know, the serious side of me, like, okay, bill time. You know, then my face start hurting. You know, I'll be like, I got to pay this. Oh, man. I got, oh, let me hurry up and go outside. You know, let me go talk to somebody, you know. But there's always that moment where I can change somebody's mind. And I try to look for that.
Now, with that being said, I'm going to piggyback off of her question. Because of the fact, being able to travel for me, I know the big difference. Born and raised here in Virginia, we just, our motto do not stand for us. So, it don't stand for us at all. At all. We change our motto real quick, fast in a hurry. But being on the West Coast, from me, just my experience, and then like you said, with your experience bouncing back from the West Coast and East Coast, it's easier to smile out there and be able to be approachable compared to being here. So what type of advice would you give somebody that is from the West Coast that is more humble, more laid back, more able to smile about anything, even if it's raining outside, to the listeners over here on the East Coast as well?
Right.
We need it.
Exactly. That's like a funny. You almost made me forget. the advice I have is more of, I think there's voice inflections when people talk. When you use the right voice inflection, like for instance, I'm gonna be like, oh, what's up? That might be more comforting, like, as opposed to be like, oh, what's up with you? Like, I use the more humble approach, like, oh, what's up, man, how you doing? That, I use that voice. So it's more inviting. Like I always use going to college as a good example, because going on the yard, everybody's curious. Who is that? Where are you from? Oh, you from Oakland. What? All eyes light up. You what? You really from Oakland? And, you know, when people say I'm Virginia, I'd be like, dang, let me hear you talk again. You know?
Yeah, I got that a lot down there.
You know what I'm saying? And then, like, I was so curious, and I made it cool for people to talk to me. Like, when I first got to Georgia, like, I got family down there. And when I first got there in the yard, and I think a couple of these dudes that was talking, and they was like, well, your name is Shawty. I was like, what? What'd you say? They ran together. I was like, oh, that was fresh. Okay, hold on. How did you just keep talking? You know? And I'm listening, and I'm like, man. And I think the biggest one I heard my grandmama say it too. She said, boy, ain't nobody studying you. I was like, what?
That's my words right there.
Yes.
You know, so I take advantage of, like, little nuances. Like, if you say something different, I'd be like, oh, I could tell you from, and then people get happy about where they from.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're from Virginia.
Or Rhode Island, and they tell you you're from New York.
Right, but yeah, I try to make it comforting when I talk to people. Like, if you, wherever you're from, you know, I'd be like, oh, that's tight, though, for real. You know, what's your favorite team? Oh, you don't play football? Oh, okay. Because sometimes searching for that right common ground is real tough.
Right.
But sometimes lucky, though, you know what I'm saying? Like how when I met Kim.
True, true. That was just a coincidence.
No.
Here we are. 20, back in the,
Like, 8 years.
28 years later, here we go. We
hey. No, crazy. That's crazy.
Now, as far as like what you say about the accents and stuff, I'm sure I know I can relate because one, when I had my thick accent from Rhode Island, everybody wanted me to say certain things and certain words because of how I say it. Even now, right. Like, I'll never say orange juice the way it's supposed to say. It's going to be orange juice.
It's orange juice.
Orange juice. That's what it is. That's what it is. Orange juice.
It's not just, it's not a regular orange. It's got to be an orange.
Right. Somewhere. She got to put that in it.
Orange. So, like, you got to like push that. I'll say that.
Even when we met and you was like, that's hella fresh. I was like, what is that? What does hella mean? So it's fascinating to learn new slang and stuff like that. I get that.
Yeah, it is. Because when I moved to Baltimore, they was like, you ain't from here, are you? And I'm like, I mean, does it matter? It's only to me down the street, you know, because we all right, in. Right. But they be like, yo, your accent is strong. And I'm like, what accent? I don't hear my accent.
Right.
But them spending a bunch of years up there and then coming back home to Virginia, they was like, yo, you didn't change. Because they can hear me the way I talk up there. Down here, and they be like, yo, no, shawty, no.
They did that to me, too. I was like, ooh, y'all sound weird. They yes. was like, you the one that sound weird.
Yes.
Well, let's do a little poll right now. See, based off that conversation we just had, how many smiles was in here?
Oh, it was a bunch. It was a bunch because, you know, we them people that smile. You know, the three of us, we them smiling people. Hey, got to share them early white.
I had my mean mug stage, but hey, that resting face. But when we talk,
hey,
chest of the cheetah.
Man, there's another important part too, though. I think one of the most important parts is understanding you. Mm-hmm. And if you understand you, then the shield comes down.
Yeah.
Like, talk to people, it's automatic. They'd be like, oh, that's Kim. Oh, okay. And plus, I wear everybody's cool everywhere. You see it. And when people see that, they go, everybody ain't cool. And I go, they can be.
Yeah, they can.
Got to give them time.
Especially if you're in the right environment with the right energy and vibes. Because you can always have that one person that walk in a room and all the energy just jump up straight away.
Man. Is that what happened?
You got that one person that come in there and everybody's like, oh man.
Why y'all know that so well? Y'all seen it?
Well, yeah, when I say we in Virginia, man.
I'm from up north, so that's off break. Everybody think we mad at something, but we not.
When I went up there, that's why I was like, I can't go visit because everybody got a mean mug. They don't say hi. I thought I was weird because I would walk past somebody and be like, hey, how are you? And they'd be like,
what?
Before I went in the military, I was bad at that. It took me several years after being in the military for me to accept that it's okay for people to speak to you and they don't mean nothing by it, because people would be like, hey, and I just keep walking like, I don't know you, what you hanging me for.
That's how we knew you was from up north, because that's those up north people.
And it's not like we was trying to be conceited about it. It's just we don't speak to people we don't know.
And tell people.
Come down south and everybody's, how y'all doing? And we're like,
have a good day.
That's funny. I walk in a room, I'll be like, hey, what's happening, y'all?
But that's something you can do a little bit in certain parts around here. Then you got these parts where it's just like, y'all might as well move up north because that's where you belong.
Well, but yeah. Let me ask you guys this, man, because I've been kind of curious, because, you know, Kim and I spoke on the phone, but I never really understood the show besides just tell me about them. Tell me what the patio is about, man. Let me hear.
Okay, so the patio is basically where the company, the friend, the people that you just might need in your life, whether it be to listen to somebody just give you some inspiration, give you a different perspective, just make you laugh. We want to be the people that if you don't have that person in your life, all you got to do is tune in. You could even become company. All you got to do is comment and we go back and forth. You never know. You might get invited on the show to come further and talk about whatever it is you brought up. So it's more of a...
We down to earth.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. We don't sugarcoat nothing.
We just some real people. We'll talk about anything, but we don't talk about religion and politics because we don't want to get into argument sessions about who's right, who's wrong, or whatever. And then we don't talk about anything illegal because we not being witness to nothing.
Nah.
And we not, you ain't locking me up.
I'm not getting in trouble for you.
None of that. I don't want to know none of that. But we want to be able to make you laugh, smile. If you need somebody to cry with, we're here for you. If you need somebody to just talk to, listen to, we might say something profound and you'd be like, damn, I never even thought about it like that.
Or we might even be talking about something that you are really wanting to share with somebody, but don't have nobody to share with. So then if we bring up that topic, you can always put in the chat. We'll comment back and forth our opinions. And then you may feel much better about yourself because you're not alone. Right. So
it's a comfort. We want to provide comfort to anybody who needs a comforting ear, friend. If we could hug you, we would because we some huggers around here. But, you know, we just want to spread as much love and entertainment and acceptance as we can.
Mm-hmm. You know,
we get out of here and we talk about different issues and stuff, but we have episodes where we just sit here and just shoot the shit laughing and joking and stuff. It don't even be like jokes that we wrote down. We just say something like, yo, you stupid.
Off the top of our head. Right.
So we want to be able to say, hey, you know, we might not be your friend in your presence, but we're your friend right now.
You know what? I really appreciate that. That's really good, though, because now, for me, I always look at different channels. I look at channels of life. Like, right now, this is a channel. Right now, this is a great channel. I see the dialogue. I see the smiles through the glasses. I can see the cheeks getting ready to start smiling.
Do you need the
the clap in the head, if it's a knee slapper, you know what I'm saying? I can already see that you guys injecting people with good spirit mind stuff. And y'all, I can see that. Okay, now I got a better idea on what's going on, see? Man, you better watch out, man. I'll take over y'all show like I just did.
Don't even try to do that.
It's two of us.
Look.
Both was in the military. Come on now, we ready.
Yeah, I will break out my Bruce Leroy. Don't do that to me.
I play sports, man. I play or intercepted high side.
There you go.
Hey, you talking about sports. Trust and believe. Sports mama's over here.
Basketball, soccer. What you talking about?
If I could still flip, I'll flip all over you, man. Come on now.
If I can still run, I'll run circles around you. I'll beat you. Oh, my friend.
Y'all better watch out, man, because I'll start talking about everything.
I know how to hurt them. Don't do it.
We well rounded over here.
Yep. Hey, I'm just going to let y'all see. Wait, I'm going to show y'all what I do with my guests. When they come to my house, I got a studio at the house. See these right here? Y'all don't know what these are. See? These are two little pegs. Let me show you what this is. I already tell y'all don't know what y'all are talking about. See here, y'all. Look, let me
show you.
Is
that cribbage?
No, let me show you what this is. See this right here? You see this right here? You know what that is?
Dominoes,
baby.
Domino,
you gotta make sure you slam it, baby. Get it right.
25.
We know dominoes. Don't make me get my card so we can play some spades.
Okay. You know how to. Okay, I see. You might know how to play.
No might about it. Trust and believe.
We can't play that around my house because people get upset. We don't talk to people for a while.
Oh no.
Oh man.
We talking shit all day.
Oh so man.
Go back home. No, oh, all day.
That if y'all
my partner link up. That's it. Come on. What's up? Get on them tables. Get on that table. What? It's a whole new ball game. A whole new person.
Man.
We and don't play.
Look, every time y'all pick the pen up, y'all go, dang, Kim scored again. Is that what happened? I can't see Kim because you might be thinking I'm talking about you. Kim over here.
I get it. They might think you're talking about me, but he Kim too. Don't have no cards out there. My queen can get it. Pow. Your queen can't get it. Don't no bitches walk on my table but mine. Flip.
Crazy
with it.
Me, that is crazy. All right, let me do this. Let me because I got another call I gotta do in like 4 minutes. And what I want to do with just 4 minutes with you guys, first I want to say thank you.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate you coming.
Number two is I got some new stuff coming up. I got a new song coming out. It's called Mind Waves.
All right.
We're gonna shoot the video probably next week. We're going to LA to do it. I don't know if your co-host got a chance to see any of my videos yet.
I researched you.
I told him what to do. Come on now.
Which one did you see?
Come on now. I used to be human resources. We do our research.
On the table.
Which one y'all like then?
Oh, hell yeah.
Let me see what you like. Don't try to sneak peek now.
No, a sneak peek on what? We ain't got this. What? It's just us. Hands up.
That's what. Nah, for real. Which one y'all like though? For real. Which one?
Y'all
didn't see it. Okay.
No, I did it,
but it was like a club type beat for me.
Oh, that Free at the Door.
Is that it?
What's the name of it?
Free at the Door.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Cause I'm one of those mixtures of. Because I stayed in Baltimore so much, I like the club atmosphere. I used to do modeling back in the day when I was a little slimmer. And I did a lot of the club videos. So yeah.
I'm just mad that I didn't get no invite to come be on the video.
I could have been an extra. Let me be an extra.
I sit in the back talking about, yo, what's up? You know, if I gotta act like a dude, I'll act like a dude. I'll put a hat on to the side.
Yeah, wrap the hair up.
But nah.
We'll be some Mulans out here.
But you know what? we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up for you so you don't be late to your next appointment. But we do appreciate you coming out. You got any other shout outs you wanna give?
No, I just want to say thank you for y'all. I mean, I think y'all show is incredible. I really believe that you guys are on to something because you guys take conversations to a place where it's neutral, and that's a good place to be. That's what I do with my show. I think that's the formula, right? That's going on right now. Cause everybody, controversies, problems, all okay. They always going to be there. Let me see if I can make. I like to have good. You know, it's easier to fix those.
Yeah, cause see, we want to represent the everyday people. Yeah, the superstars got lives too, but they on some whole new. They got some other problems. We want to talk to the just everyday people, because not to say the stars can't relate to us, but we not worry about them. Everybody else worry about them.
Yeah, for real.
You won't worry about us, the people that just live everyday. Like, man, I really wish I had, or I need, or damn, I'm glad I came across.
You know what, though. Guys, credit though, because you guys are taking really big steps. Because, like, you guys are on Patreon, you guys got all your social media going, that is the foundation to go ahead and springboard into something else. Like, I'm pretty sure a lot of people listen to y'all, and when they're listening for y'all to make them happy. And that's really good.
That's a shout out to That Feeling Podcast Network, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. So, man, our network, we are very thankful for them giving us the chance. So, man, hopefully you can check them out, because they got several other shows, and mm-hmm. there's a music side to it, too.
Oh, I might need to find out about that. I'm getting ready to work on my 100th show out of my radio. So, I mean, just, it's a lot of exciting stuff getting ready to pop up, man, just like for you guys. Man. Hey, but hey, I gotta get ready to go, man. I'm really, truly appreciative of you guys letting me come on your show.
Hey, no problem. Thank you. You go ahead and go, and we'll lock it. We'll shut it down from here.
Man, thank you guys. Bye. How you turn this off?
Close it.
Leave studio.
Oh, leave. Oh, okay. All right.
All right, then. What's up? Right. Peace. So, you know, now that our guest is gone, how do you feel about, you know, what's your take on him and on his show, the concepts and stuff?
The concepts to me were really good because of the fact that, just like us, it's an everyday just chill, you know, right. The cool, man. Like, everybody don't have to have that tension on their shoulders.
Right.
Let's just sit back and just chill.
Right. It's cool that he has, like, informative yes. type information for that area with yes. insurance and stuff like that.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, that's cool. It's not my forte, but yeah, I would probably listen to something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I've chimed in. But yeah. after a while, all that stuff gets foreign language. And I'm yeah. like, what? Yeah.
Like,
break it down to the people.
But on the episodes that I have seen, I've enjoyed it very well. Mm-hmm. So that's why I wanted to make sure that, you know, we could get him on here mm-hmm. and maybe get some exposure out in Oakland.
Oh, yeah.
Or California.
Shout out there to California.
So appreciate you coming through. And for all our listeners, we appreciate y'all coming through.
Yes.
But we're going to go, too, because we got some things that we're working on in the backgrounds that y'all don't know about. But until the next time, peace.
And your ass was sleep.